Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. My co-host, please introduce yourself.
Recruit Aron.
And you might be wondering, why is it that we've changed the opening music of the show, and why we keep talking about a change coming? Because just like our brother Sam Cooke said, a change is coming. And that change is us, the true Israelites, going back into our homeland and becoming a sovereign nation. So that's the change that we know that's coming, being on the inside. And brothers and sisters, you want to be a part of that change. Now, I'm going to tell you this. In order to be a part of that change, you got to be righteous. You understand that? You can't be eating Popeyes and throwing the boxes all out in the parking lot. You understand that? Popeye boxes and fried chicken bones and empty containers of mac and cheese all over the parking lot. No, that ain't gonna fly. That ain't gonna fly. You understand that? Just unclean. You understand that? Gotta leave the unclean foods alone. The catfish, you know, the pork, shellfish. You understand it? You gotta leave that alone. Got to start keeping the Sabbath. You understand that? The Sabbath being Saturday, the seventh day, not Sunday. Understand that? These are all things that you got to start doing. You got to start rehearsing the righteous acts now. If you're going to be with us, the believers, in our homeland. Hopefully everybody had a good Sabbath today. Crew Aaron, how was your Sabbath?
Talon, really good.
That's good, that's good. Hopefully your daughter's doing well. Heard she was under the weather, but hope she's doing much better.
Yes, sir.
And we're gonna start off the show like we do. This is a new topic. And it is, did you know? So we're gonna start off past a couple of weeks. And we're gonna talk about in the did you know segment, we're gonna talk about the Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. Now, the reason why we call it the Facebook is because it's actually a program that was created by the CIA. It's known as the Facebook Initiative. Everybody understand that? First and foremost, Mark Zuckerberg is a CIA agent, for those of you who didn't know. For those of you who use Facebook to, you know, promote your criminal activities and boast and brag about your wickedness and your evilness, Mark Zuckerberg, the one who, you know, created the Facebook, is a CIA agent. He was awarded the CIA Civilian Medal back in 2012. You understand that? Facebook contributed more to monitoring Americans than all other sources combined, and cheaper. Everybody understand that? Again, the Facebook initiative was created for Americans to willfully give up their personal information. And I said, what personal information? Brother, I ain't got no personal information. On Facebook, you have willfully and willingly given up the following information: your name, your address, your date of birth, your sex, meaning male or female, what high school you went to, what college you went to, what job you work at, your mother, name and where she's located, your father, name, where he's located, your brothers, your siblings, your sisters, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles. You willingly have done this. Then you've installed it on your phone, and you've, you know, very quickly hit those buttons to where you've given permissions. You don't read it, you know, the little small print. And you've given Facebook the permission to operate your phone with or without your permission, because you've given it permission. You think it's a coincidence that if you're searching for a flight, that all of a sudden in the middle of you watching something on Facebook, there's an advertisement about flights? Do you think it's a coincidence that your phone seems to be operating by itself? Wonder who turned my phone on. Why did it seem like the camera was on? I didn't turn the camera on. Don't you know, brothers and sisters? Maybe you didn't know. And I was told this by some folks, you know, prominent, you know, members of of the community, you know, Caucasians, let me just put that out there. And they said that their son had gone missing for about a week. He was in his 20s. You know, he started using drugs real heavy, and they were worried about him. So the police said, does he have his phone on him? They said, yes, he has his phone on him. So not only did they call him, you ready for this, Karama?
Yes, sir.
Not only did they call him on his phone, they had the phone answer by itself. He didn't have to pick it up. They remotely had the phone answer and started speaking to him.
All right.
To his amazement, he's like, who's on my phone? Who's talking to me? This is the police. Your parents want to know where you at, what's going on. Are you okay? Mind you, brother and sister, he did not answer the phone. They remotely called him and had his phone answer and started speaking to him. And this is 10 years ago, mind you. Who knows what they can do now? Again, brothers and sisters, did you know? You know, hey, that. Ain't that what y'all talking about these days? I'm woke, son. I'm woke, brother. I'm woke, bro. Okay, be woke. Because I know a lot of you on Facebook dry snitching on yourself. Want to know how you always get caught. You on Facebook with pounds of weed and bricks of coke and piles of money and all that, guns and all that. All you doing is setting yourself up, man. Flashing gang signs and all that. Did you know? So, again, the topic of tonight's show is, are you walking in the Spirit? And we're going to go straight to it. Let's get Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, please.
This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Again, brothers and sisters, we got to walk in the Spirit. What does it mean to walk in the Spirit? Walk righteously. You understand that? Walk in the Spirit of God. Do the right thing. And it says, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. What's the lust of the flesh? The lust of the flesh is the opposite of walking in the Spirit. You understand that? The opposite of walking in the Spirit. Out here sinning against God. Being evil, being wicked, being sneaky, being corrupt.
Verse 17. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would.
Again, the Bible says that the flesh lusteth against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. Again, these two don't agree. These two don't go together. The Spirit fights against the flesh. The flesh fights against the Spirit. Again, it says these are contrary one to another so that you cannot do the things that you would. Again, the things that you supposed to be doing, the things that you would do, you find them hard to do, meaning the right thing. And that's where your conscience comes in, the Spirit of God. You shouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that if I was you. You know that ain't right. Spirit trying to talk to you. The flesh is like, man, come on, let's do it. Let's turn up. Let's get lit. You understand that? Which you're going to end up in some big trouble if you keep listening to the flesh. Keep following at the flesh, and you're going to be in some big trouble. And the scripture is going to tell you about the works of the flesh. Just so you can be clear what that means. Read.
Verse 18. But if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law.
Again, because if you're led by the Spirit of God, you're not under the law because you're doing everything lawfully. You being led by the Spirit of God. There's no need for anybody to say, you know what, I wonder if he's following the dietary laws. Is he following the moral laws? Is he keeping the ceremonies of God? There's no need for nobody to do that because they know you're doing it because you're being led by the Spirit of God. You're walking in the Spirit. Read.
Verse 19. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Adultery.
Okay, now. The Bible is going to explain to you and reveal to you what the works of the flesh are. The first work of the flesh is adultery. Again, adultery is you going outside of the wedlock. You breaking the wedlock. And you just out there just sleeping around and you're not committing to no one. You understand that? In and out of houses, in and out of women's bedrooms. You understand that? Adultery. You married to a man. He's your husband. But you say, you know what? He just ain't doing it for me no more. I'm going to go get me another husband. And another husband. And another husband. And you be like the woman at the well. Thou has five husbands, and the one you with ain't your husband. That's adultery. That's adultery. Read.
Fornication.
Fornication. What is fornication? Fornication is sexual crimes. Unlawful sexual acts that you commit against yourself. Once again, unlawful sexual conduct and acts that you do against yourself, fornication. And I'm not going to go into detail because, you know, we have, you know, children listening to this broadcast. But again, things you do to yourself that you know ain't right, like masturbation, it's fornication. You understand that? It's fornication. You understand that? Sex toys. It's fornication.
Uncleanness.
Uncleanness. Again, the Popeye chicken wings and boxes and trash are all in the parking lot. You understand that? Some of you don't take baths and showers for 4 and 5 days at a time. Talking about what's that smell? What you mean what's that smell? It's you. That smell is you. You understand that? Another example of uncleanness is the recycling centers. You know them places are nasty. You know, these public restrooms are unclean. Trying to have relations with your wife when she's on her time of separation or her period. That's unclean. It's one of the worst things that you can ever do. That's why the smell is like that. That smell is to tell you no. Hell no. And you still go ahead and do it. So these are the examples of uncleanness. You understand that? Read.
Lasciviousness.
Lasciviousness. Evil, wicked, sexual desires. Like child pornography. That's lasciviousness. Evil, wicked. You understand that? What do they call it when these sick individuals be taking advantage of children and all? What are they called? Pedophiles? Pedophiles, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pedophiles. It's a lasciviousness. It's evil, wicked. What the hell are you doing with children like that for? Bestiality, that's lasciviousness. You designed to be with a horse. a man just don't do it for you no more. What the hell is wrong with you?
Verse 20, idolatry.
Idolatry, the worshiping of other gods besides God, the worshiping of wood and stone. You understand that? The worshiping of groves. Not only do you worship the grove, you want to sit on the grove, male or female. You let the grove sodomize you and all that. You got stone gods in your house, and you got food all set up next to it. You put food out at night, and the food be gone in the morning. Yeah, because you're feeding the rats and the roaches.
Witchcraft.
Voodoo. Palm reading. Soothsaying. Ouija boards. Lean. Percocet. Oh, what that brother talking about? Hold on. We talking about witches, brother. You talking about lean and Percocet? What's wrong? Yeah, what you doing? What you think you're doing to yourself when you drinking lean and taking Percocet? You be witching yourself, snorting cocaine and all that. You people out there using crack, becoming monsters, looking like zombies, acting like zombies. 5 o'clock in the morning, walking down the street, looking for little pieces of stuff on the ground. Want to speak to dead people. I want to speak to the dead spirit of Biggie. I want to know how he did it. I want to be a great rapper like him. Conjure up his spirit. Madness. Read.
Hatred.
Again, what you doing hating? What you doing hating another Israelite? Bible tells you what to hate. Hate the wicked. Bible tells you that God hates the wicked. Hate wickedness. But I'm going to tell you this. We don't hate white people. Uh-oh. The reporter dropped his pen. What did Bishop Yellow stop to say? Yeah, we don't hate white people. First of all, there ain't no such thing as white people. So we make it clearer. We don't hate Caucasian people. You understand that? We don't hate Caucasian people. We live in Oregon. It's full of Caucasians. If we hated Caucasian people, we'd be about it. We're not a hate group. But you reporters are haters. Read.
Variance.
Being argumentative or being argumentative, excuse me, or disagreeing when you know the person that you are talking to or with is right. What do I mean by that? Meaning this. Here it is. Recruit Iron may tell me that, you know, in the Bible, when the words are read, that means Jesus Christ is speaking. I come back, how I know that's Jesus Christ's words? Was you there? Well, brother, it's you know, when the words are read, you know, that lets you know Jesus Christ is speaking. How I know them words ain't purple? How I know that they ain't start off purple and throughout the years they got brighter? See, Iran, I don't understand it. I overstand it. You're like, what? See, how I know them words of Jesus Christ? How I know them ain't the words of Luke and Mark? Like, come on, man. Stop it. Read.
Emulations.
Jealousy or evil desires or envy. So evil with your envy that you want to kill that person to to get it is that you was envious of. Whether he had a gold chain about his neck, pair of shoes, or even his woman. You'll kill him for his woman. Emulations. Read. Out of control with your anger that you black out. And you wake up, like OJ says, you wake up, you come back, and there's blood everywhere and people dead on the ground. OJ, something else, man. Read.
Strife.
Y'all here fighting, being a brawler. Read.
Seditions.
Rebellious order. Rebellious disorder. Okay. Because it can't be order with rebellion. Rebellious disorder. Read.
Heresies.
The rejection of the truth. Read.
Verse 21. Envyings.
Again, we went through envyings. Evil jealousy. Read.
Murderers.
Again, God gave life. What you doing is trying to take it. Read.
Drunkenness.
You acting like an ass in the streets, out in public, because you can't hold your liquor, control yourself. Read.
Revelings.
Uncontrolled partying. Read.
And such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Again, here it is, the ultimate goal of every believer's life is to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And you're not going to make it because you walking after the flesh. So we done ran out of time, brothers and sisters. We're going to have to come back not even next week, because we're going to be on the road next week for the Lord's Passover. We're going to come back 2 weeks from now with part two of this and go on to what the works of the Spirit are. Thank you for tuning into the Truth and PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. Say God bless, good night, and shalom.
Oh.